a day filled with live music performances and activities, Youth Off the Street certainly brought the youth to the street, celebrating New South Wales Youth Week on Monday as Youth Cella had a debut in Marrickville. The event is one of many by the organisation focusing on raising awareness towards youth homelessness. The organisation that started as a single food van delivering service to the young homeless has this year reached 30 years of operation, continuing to uphold their mission of supporting young people. Here with us to chat about Youth Cella and the organisation Youth Off the Streets is team member Catherine Brennan. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, no, thank you for the opportunity. It's great to come along and to advocate on behalf of Youth Off the Streets, which, you know, as you've already said, is an amazing youth organisation which helps to support many youth across Sydney.
So many might have heard of Coachella, but this is something quite different. Could you tell us what Youth Cella is about and how it went on Monday?
Yeah, so the event went extremely well. It was great for Youth Off the Streets to connect not only to our own young people, which we support within the service, but the wider community of Marrickville and the Inner West. Youth Cella was created by our youth in the Inner West Youth Homelessness Service, which is part of Youth Off the Streets. And it was created for Youth Week, which you've already said is between the 16th to the 24th of April. And yeah, I mean, the theme for this year was Together More Than Ever, which is why our young people and youth workers worked together to create Youth Cella. This involved consultations with our youth, followed by a working group who organised the event, and Youth Off the Streets then approached several other youth organisations to collaborate on the day, so that many young people attending had the opportunity to meet services that they would never normally get to meet, such as Headspace in Ashfield, Stepping Stones House in Dulwich Hill, and not forgetting other services from Youth Off the Streets. The event was supported by the Inner West Council, but also local businesses who donated for our gifts, such as the carnival prizes that our young people love to win on the day, and also the raffle that was held at the end of the day, and giving away some really cool prizes, such as tickets to Sydney Trapeze School, Dendy Cinema tickets, her voucher tickets. So it was a real great opportunity for young people to come together for a free event, have food, get to meet different organisations, get to know who Youth Off the Streets are, and just have fun and just to connect with each other. The theme itself was Together More Than Ever, and that's what our event really wanted to create, was an event where more people, more young people could come together and just have fun and be able to have a space to create ideas and to make memories as well.
It sounds like an amazing event. I do want to ask, it is Youth Homelessness Matters Day today.
Yes.
So what is the situation at the moment in Australia with youth homelessness?
There's a lot of youth homelessness. I mean, 28,000 young people aged 12 to 24 are homeless on any given night in Australia. And that is a really large number, which really needs to be tackled. Even if we look at about 9,000 young people are homeless in New South Wales on any given night, that to me is a scary number, and it's something that community and government need to tackle together. Youth Off the Streets is just one organisation in a pool of community organisations that help to tackle youth homelessness. There could be more done from the government to tackle this.
And sorry, just as a follow-up, what do you mean when you say more done by the government to tackle this? What do you think, what action do you think should be taken?
I mean, one main action is funding. We are very underfunded within the sector, and there's been more cuts that have been made due to the impact of COVID and how that has impacted on Australia as a whole and New South Wales as a whole. However, funding is the main point of where we can tackle homelessness, because without funding, we can't have more shelters or we can't have more staff on the streets to reach out to homelessness people. We are unable to set up more programs that can tackle homelessness, or, you know, programs that will bring young people out of couch surfing or living with, you know, family where they don't necessarily feel safe. So, you know, when we say homelessness, it's not always people that live on the streets. It's the hidden homeless as well.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I do want to ask you, for people listening, how do they get in contact to receive support for youth homelessness, or how can they find out more to provide support?
Yeah, so people can contact Youth Off The Streets directly, and they can do that via our website on youthoffthestreets.com.au. And from that, they are able to contact that intake line. And if they are needing support with crisis accommodation or casework support, it might be education. We have a range of services, over 30 services that can support young people and their families, not only with homelessness, but a range of supports, like I said, education and casework support, outreach support. Yeah, so we really do cover a range of services for young people, and we would love to help more young people across Sydney.
Catherine, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye.